This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Menachas, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rabbi Binyamin Rabbi Shmuel Ephraim Halevi, book, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're now beginning Be'ezras Hashem, Masechta Menachos. As background, this is the second Masechta of Seder Kodshim. Unlike Zvachim, which are sacrifices utilizing animals, Menachos are sacrifices utilizing items that come from the ground, usually flour, oil, and frankincense. Generally, the preparation of these ingredients can be done even by a zar, a non-kohen, but the actual avoda with the carbon must be done by a kohen. By Zvachim, we know we have four avodas: the shechita, the animal is slaughtered; the kabbalah, where the blood is gathered in a keli; the halacha, where the keli with the dam, with the blood, is walked over to the mizbeach; and zrika, where the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. A karban mincha also has four avodas, which correspond to these four that we mentioned by Zvachim. First of all, the kmitza. The kohen takes a handful of flour with his three middle fingers. This is equal to the shechita by a behema. Number two, the nesina bekli. The kohen takes this flour or the bread and puts it in a keli. This is similar to the kabbalah. Number three, the haylacha, where the kohen takes it to the mizbeach. And finally, number four, the haktara, where the flour is put onto the mizbeach. This is similar to the zrika by an animal. There are four basic categories of menachos. Number one, minchas nesachim. It's the mincha not really by itself, but it's brought with other karbanos, for example, with the oila. Number two, the minchas chayva shel tzibor. For example, the omer on the 16th day of Nisan, the shtei halechem on Shavuos, or the lechem haponim, which is brought every Shabbos. Number three, the minchas chayva shel yachid. For example, a minchas chayte, like a chatas, similar to a chatas, but for someone who is poor and cannot afford a behema, or a minchas saita, or a minchas kayin mashiach, which is brought every day. Finally, number four, a minchas nedava, which is not a chiyav, but optional when one makes a nedava. The flour used in all karbanos are wheat, with the exception of the omer and the saita, which are brought with barley. And now let's begin the Mishnah, from Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Any carbon mincha, when the kmitza was done shalei lishman, for example, it was done l'shem, a different carbon, the mincha is still kosher, but the bailim must now bring a new carbon, since this first one will not give him a kapara. Taisvus explains that this same halacha applies to all the avodas, other avodas as well, not just by the kmitza. However, a minchas chayte, or a minchas kenais, for example, which is brought by a saita, if brought shalei lishman, are completely pasul. In fact, not only are they not oile lebailim l'shem chayva, but they can't be brought on the mizbeach either. Finally, if part of the kmitza was lishman and part was shalei lishman, by these two, it's pasul. Gemara. Rava said, in case someone did the first avoda shalei lishma, for example, the kmitza or the shechita, they're still not allowed to do the other three avodas shalei lishman. It's just because it was done shalei lishman, a person can't say, well, you know what, since the first part was done not lishma, I'm going to do the rest of it shalei lishma. But rather, he has to go back and do the rest of it lishma. The Gemara says, our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds all menachos where the kmitza was done shalei lishma, it's kosher, and it is oile lebailam l'shem chayva. But if someone is bringing a minchas machvas, and he then clearly states that he's bringing a minchas marcheshes, in other words, a shalei lishman, which is verbalized, that it's possible that even Reb Shimon would be machmer. A machvas is a mincha fried in a shallow pan, and a marcheshes is a mincha fried in a deep pan. Daf Gimel. An Eiles Ha'if must have its blood sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra. The Chatas Ha'if should be sprinkled L'chatchila, below the Chut HaSikra, but b'di'evet, if it's sprinkled above the Chut HaSikra, it's kosher. This kula would not apply if b'di'evet you switched the Eiles Ha'if to below the Chut HaSikra. That has to be done above the Chut HaSikra. The Gemara says, even Reb Shimon, who is Meikel, if someone brings an Eila L'shem Shlamim, this Shalei L'shman is pasul. The Gemara says the key reason that Reb Shimon is Meikel is because Machshava Deminkahu, people will be able to see from his final action what he really had in mind to do. Since a Machvas is in a shallow pan and a Marcheshes is in a deep pan, even if he brings a machvas but says he meant a marcheshes, if lemaisa he fries it in a deep pan, it's clear Vaditaka must have meant to bring a marcheshes. Daf Dalet. If money was hukdash for a minchas kenois, for a seita, if there was leftover money, it becomes an adava for karbanei tzibur. The makar that a chatas shalei lishman is pasul is because the pasuk says chatas hu. Rav says, minchas ha'aymer, which is brought on tes zayin nisan, to be matir the new grains, the chadash grains. We know that until Tes Zayin Nisan, only old grains, only yashan, are allowed to be eaten. If it's brought shalei lishman, it passels the entire carbon, since its entire function is only to be matir the new grains. The Medrash, by the way, says, contrary to Rav, that the Minchas Omer is not just a matir of chadash, but it's basically a chayves hayom. It's one of the karbanas of yontif, which is brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. The fact that it allows the consumption of chadash is only something secondary regarding that carbon. The Gemara says since osham gzelus and osham me'ilos are also brought to create a kapara, like an omer is brought as a matir, they should also be pasul shalei lishma. More answers, there's a chilik between a machshir and a kapara. We're more machmir by a machshir since it can't be brought la'achar misa, mash enkin a kapara can. If an ozer was mafresh money to be used for his carbon aziris, an oila, chatas, or shlamim, and he didn't specify what the money was for, then he can't have hana midrabanan from this money. But there is no din of me'ila, since technically any of the money could be used for the shlamim, and shlamim don't have a din of me'ila on them. Tafei. Reb Shimon ben Lakish said, minchas ha'emer dan shalei lishma is kasher. But if it isn't matir chadash, so the shirayim cannot be eaten either. There are things regarding eifus which are different than menachas. For example, eifus can be brought by shutfin, mashenkin a mincha cannot. By minchas you need a keli, mashenkin by a bird offering, no keli is needed, only malika. By a mitzera, the dam of the karban asham is put on the behinus of the mitzera. Then shemen is put on the left hand of the kayin. He sprinkles and then he puts shemen on the behinus of the mitzera. If first the kohen puts shemen, then he must redo the entire procedure. The Gemara says even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, once daybreak occurred on Tes Zayin Nisan, even before the karban omer was brought, chadash was mutter. But you can't bring other karbanas from chadash before the karban omer is done. If you do, they're pasul. There's a machlokes if the iser midaraisa of chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz or not. Finally, while kilayim is osur for a hedyot, it is kasher legabaya, since we're allowed to use shatnas, for example, in big day kahuna. Daf of the Mishnah. Whether a mincha schaite or any other mincha is done, if the kmitza was done by any of these people, by a zar, by an einin, someone who one of his close relatives died, and it's before the kvura, by a tful yaim, someone who is table in the mikvah and now needs nightfall before becoming tahar, by a kayin who is mechusar begadim, he doesn't have one of the begadim, by someone who is a mechusar kippurim, for example, a zav or a zava, who lacks the karba needed to eat kachim. Number six, a kayin who didn't wash his hands or feet in the kir, if he's an arel, if he's tame, if he's sitting while doing the avaida, or not standing directly on the floor of the azara during the avaida, so there's a chatzitza, all of these, in these cases, the mincha would be pasul. If he did kmitza with his left hand, it's also pasul. Ben Becerra says he can redo the kmitza a second time with his right hand. If in the fistful of flour by the kmitza there was a pebble taking up space, it's also pasul, since an oversized or undersized kmitza is pasul, i.e. only what's under the middle three fingers of the kayin is supposed to be used for the kmitza. the Gemara. According to the Tanna Kamma, once there is a chesaron, you cannot redo it, since the keli is kaveya, the kedusha. So once it's put in the keli via apostle act, it's now too late. Ben Besera, however, holds that it's the kmitza which is kaveya, the kedusha. So even if there's a psul, it can be redone. Finally, shchita is not called an avoida. That's why a zar is allowed to do shchita. Daf Zayin. Rabbi Yechanan says a klei shares can only be mekadesh the mincha if there was a specific kavana for the klei shares to be mekadesh it. Avimi once forgot Masechta Menachos, and he went to his Talmud, Reb Chisda. And even though he was the Rebbe, he didn't ask Reb Chisda to come travel to him, since Avimi thought he would have more hatzlacha if he exerted himself to travel to Reb Chisda. Rashi here quotes the Gemara Megillah Davavam and Beis that says that Torah can only be acquired through Yigiyah, through effort. If one says he achieved knowledge of Torah without Yigiyah, we don't believe him. Lo yagati umatzasi al tamin. Only a gati umatzasi, only if a person says he had Yigiyah and he found Torah, then we believe him. So here too, the reason that Avimi went to his Talmud anyway, even though really he was the Rebbe, is because he wanted to have the Yigiyah b'Torah, so therefore he would be able to reacquire b'Torah, the Masechta Menachos, which he forgot. He thought that if he wouldn't make the Yigiyah, the effort, that he wouldn't be able to reacquire that Torah. The Gemara asks, can kmitza be done with a keli that is attached to the ground? Our answers we learn from the Lechem Apanim, that since the Shulchan doesn't have to be lifted from the ground, it must be that it's okay to do kmitza even with a keli that touches the ground. And if a half of a kmitza was put in one klisharis, and half was put in a second keli, Rav Nachman says it isn't niskadesh, Rava says it is. Tavches. The mincha is supposed to be done in the azara, but if the kmitza was done in the heichal, it is kosher b'diavad. The same is true for the shlamin. If brought b'diavad in the heichal instead of the azara, it's still kosher. If a mincha has silas, has flour, but no shemen, it can be niskadesh. If it has shemen but no levaina, it could also be niskadesh. This is all learned from the Lechem Apanim. Others argue on this, including Reb Chanina. A klisharis, which is normally used for liquids, for something which is lach, can only be used to be mekadesh liquids. A keli, which is normally used for yavesh, for something dry, is only mekadesh yavesh, can only be used to be mekadesh something which is solid. A lach can't be mekadesh yavesh, but a keli of yavesh can be mekadesh something which is lach. The reason if it was accidentally shechted in the heichal versus the azara, it's kosher, is since the pasuk says v'shachatu pesach oyel mayed. If it can be shechted in the azara, surely it can be shechted in the heichal, which has more kedusha, and it's the ikar part of the Beis Hamikdash. Daftes. What if a mixture of the shemen and silas was done outside of the azara? Rabbi Yechanan says it's pasul. Rish Lakish says it's kosher. If after the kmitza we find that part of the shirayim is chaser, can you do the haktara? Rabbi Yechanan says you can, Reish Lakish says you can't. The kmitza must only be done with the right hand. This is learned from the fact that by kmitza it says kaf, and since by Metzaira we see kaf specifically says left hand, by kmitza it must be referring to the right hand. Daf Yud. Reish Lakish says any time it says etzba and kahuna, it means that avayda must be done with the right hand. However, certain avaydas are allowed to be brought with the left hand, like limbs to the kevesh. Rashi explains that halachas evarim lekevesh is considered a non-essential avodah. Since it's efshel avatla, it's not something that you have to mamish do. Since it's technically possible to do shchita and skin a karba next to the mizbeach, and therefore negate the need to bring it to the mizbeach, the act of bringing the evarim of the karban is classified as a non-essential avodah. Finally, if a kohen wants to take the kmitza of mincha directly with his hand without being mekadesh it via klisharis, this mincha will be kosher. Daf Yud Aleph. How do we do kmitza? The person folds over, the kohen folds over his middle three fingers, but not the pinky or the thumb. And the kohen must make sure that nothing from the sides stays in the kmitz, i.e. that extra flour must be pushed to the sides with the pinky and the thumb. This procedure is one of the most difficult avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. The Malika Sa'if and the Akhtara of the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Kodesh Kadashim, of the Keteris, on Yom Kippur, are also considered very difficult. The Mishnah. What is the procedure of Kmitza? The Kayin bends over his middle fingers until the palm of his hand. If there's too much oil, or too much levaina, or too little levaina, then it's pasul. The Gemara. One needs one leg of oil. If he brought two, it pasuls. The shear of levaina is Melei HaKaimitz, if you took two of them and one got lost, if it happened before the kmitza, then the carbon is kosher. If it happened after, then it's pasul, since the second kmitz was connected to the carbon and shouldn't have been there at all. The next Mishnah, as background. A bad machshava can pasul a carbon if the machshava concerns achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. By mincha, achilas adam is the shirayim, which are eaten by the kohanim. The achilas mizbeach is the kaimitz and levaina, which are burnt on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, if the kaimitz was done with the wrong machshava, either to eat it chutz li azara, in other words, chutz lim kaime, then it pasuls, but there's no karas. But if the machshava was to eat it chutz lizmanai, past the time, the deadline that your one is allowed to eat it, it pasuls, and this is called pigal, and if someone eats the shirayim, he's chayev karas. The continuation of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. These same halachas apply to all stages of the mincha. Chutz lim kaimai pasuls, but there's no karas. Chutz lizmanai pasuls, but there is karas. But karas can only be if there was no other psul. If there was another psul, there was no din of karas. If a chatzi zayis of each psul exists, then there's also no karas. Rabbi Yehuda says, if first he had a machshava of pigal, chutz lizmanai, and then he had a machshava of chutz lim kaimai, then there is a chiyuv of karas, since we say twice Lashon Rishon. We look at the first thing that he said. And since the first thing that he said was a machshava of pigal, chutz lizmanai, then he's chayav karas. But if it's vice versa, we also say twice Lashon Rishon. And since that kavana was chutz lim kaimai, that doesn't have a chayav karas, he would not have a chayav karas here. But the Chachamim say, in both cases, there is no chayav karas. Gemara. If there is a psul of chaser by the kmitza, since this psul already exists, a machshava of pigal would not create a chayav karas. If only one of the kaimetz or levaina is done b'chutz, outside of the azara, then he's chayev. Reb Elazar says he's potter. By v'lechem aponim, if one piece of any of the 12 challis breaks, the whole thing is pasul. The Mishnah. If by kmitza there is a bad machshava on a chatzi zayis, regarding achilas adam, for example, to eat a chatzi zayis chutz lizmanai, and there was a machshava regarding chatzi zayis regarding achilas mizbeach, for example, to burn a chatzi zayis of kaimetz chutz lizmanai, then it's kosher, since by each case, we only have a chatzi shir. And the Gemara says, a machshava to eat chutz lizmanai, something which isn't normally eaten, does not pasul. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek beitz, ha-koimitz etz ha-mincha, from Daf Yud Gimel. As background, there are two matirin by a mincha, which are matir the shirayim to be eaten, burning of the koimitz and burning of the levaina. And the Mishnah says, if someone did the kmitza with the kavana to eat the shirayim chutz lizmanai, this is pigal and he's chayav karas if it's eaten. Or if his machshava is just for one of the matirin, Rabbi Yossi would be maida that he's chayav karas. But if his machshava of chutz lizmanai is on the burning of levaina, Rabbi Yossi says it's pasul and no karas. The chachamim say it's pasul and there is karas. The Gemara, why do we say Rabbi Yossi is maida? What is he maida to? Since in the seifa he's meikel versus the Chachamim, therefore we have to say he's Maida here. The Yisayid of Rabbi Yossi is that when we have two Matirin, the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai and one cannot be Garim, the Halacha of Pigal, for the other. The Gemara then asks, so why by a Zevach, where we also have two Matirin, and Pigal, we say, can apply by one of them? Our answer, since Levaina is really separate from the rest of the Mincha, it's a separate Keli. By a Mincha, if the gathering of the Levaina to give it to the Kayin for burning is done by a Zar, it's Pasul, since this is equivalent to Hailacha by a Zevach, and a Zar is pasul to do Hailacha. Kmitza by a Mincha is equal to the Shchita by a Zevach. Walking it over is equal to Hailacha by a Zevach. Haktara by a Mincha is equal to Zrika by a Zevach. And putting it in a Keli by a Mincha is equal to Kabbalas Hadam by a Zevach. The next Mishnah. By the Kivsei Atzeres of Shavuos, these two animals are the Matirin for the Shtei Halechem. If there was a pasul a machshava by the shchita of both them, by both of the kvasim, but it was only regarding one of the two chalas to eat chutz lizmanai, Rabbi Yossi says only on that chala is there pigal, and if someone eats that chala, he's chayav karas. Chachamim say both are pigal, and if he eats either, there is a chayav karas. The Gemara. Rabbi Yossi holds even on the same animal, if the machshava of pigal was on one limb, if he eats any other limb, there is no chayav karas. Daf Yud Dalet. On these items, the rule is that one cannot have a chiyuv karas of pigal if they're eaten. The kaimetz, the levaina, the Keteres, certain Menachas, and Dam. These are all cases where something else is the Matir. By the Lachmei Taida, there are four types of bread, three of matzah and one of chametz. What if the Machshavis Pigel was on one of the breads? Would Rabbi Yossi be Maida that there is Pigel on all of the breads? The Gemara says, yes. The Mishnah. If one of the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos, or one of the Chalos of the Lechem HaPanim, became Tameh, Rabbi Yehuda says they're all pasul and must be burnt, i.e. a carbon sibor cannot be split into two parts. So once one of them is no good, all of them are no good. The Chachamim, however, say, the ones which are tahar can still be eaten, because a carbon sibor can be split into different parts. The Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says this machlekes is only if one of the chalos became tameh before the zrika. But if after the zrika they became tameh, all would agree that you can split the carbon, and the tahar ones remain tahar, and the tameh ones are tameh. Finally, if a carbon is totally burned, we say that the tzitz is meratzah. But if the tumah touches a part of the carbon, which is eaten by kohanim, then is the tzitz meratzah? This is a machlekes. Daf tesvav. The Mishnah. A carbon taida which has a machsheves pigel will also affect the lechem of the taida, the lachmei taida, and make it pigel. But if it's vice versa, we say no. If there was a machsheves psula on the kivtzei atzeres, it's gerim the halacha of pigel on the shtei halechem as well, but not vice versa. Gemara. Since the lechem is nichlal in the kedusha of the carbon, once the carbon has a psul of pigel, so too the lechem has a psul of pigel. To have pigel, you must have a machshava to eat a full shear of a kezayis, chutz lizmane. What if he had kavana to eat a chatzi zayis of the carbon and a chatzi zayis of the lechem chutz lizmane? It's two chatzi zayisim. More answers, it depends on what kind of carbon we're talking about. The Mishnah. The standard carbon is accompanied with nesachim, a wine offering. A machshava of pigel regarding a carbon also causes a din pigel on the wine. So if someone drinks from it, he's chayav karas. But only once it was put into the klisharis does this apply. But if it was vice versa, if the machsheves pigol is on the nesachim, then the pigol is not chal on the zevach as well. Daf Tazayin, the next Mishnah. The mincha has two matirin, the kaimetz and the levaina. If there was a machshav of pigol only by the haktara of the kaimetz, not by the levaina, or vice versa, Rameir says if it's eaten, there is a chayav of karas. The Chachamim say he's potter. There's only a chiyuv of kares if both matirin have a machshava of pigel. The Gemara. Rav says, if, however, the first haktara of levaina had a machshava of pigel, but the second one, he was quiet, since we go after the das rishaina, we say that it's still considered pigel, and he's chayev. According to Shmuel, he's potter. The Gemara says, by the avoida of dam on Yom Kippur, Rameir holds, if there was a machshava of pigel on just one of the sets, he's chayav karas. Others argue that the only chiyav of machshavas pigel was on all of the avodas dam. Finally, if the shechita of the carbon pesach was done for someone who isn't roi, for example an orel, it becomes pasul. What if the first simon, the kana or the veshet of the animal, was shechted for an orel, and the second one was shechted for a regular person, then it's pasul. But if it was vice versa, then it's kosher. Daf Yud Zayin. The sharp ones of Pumpadisa, Ifa and Avimi, said that Haktara Mefageles Haktara. For example, if by the Haktara of Kaimitz there was a Machshava to burn Velavoina Chutzlizmane, then it's Kevea the Din of Pigel. Others argue and say Ein Haktara Mefageles Haktara. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the third parak, Hakaimitz Rabba. And the Mishnah says, if by the kmitza there was a machshava of pigel, to eat something which isn't normally eaten, the person had a machshava to eat something chutz lizmane, but it was something that isn't normally eaten, for example, the kmitza itself, or to burn something which isn't normally burnt, for example, the shirayim, then we say kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says, pasul. If the machshava was on pachas mikashir, less than a kezayis, then it's kosher, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. And chatzi zayis of each is not mitzdaref to pasul. We know Rabbi Yochanan in Gemara in Yuma, daf pedalad amid aleph, learns from the additional word kol chelev leisecha, all forbidden fats should not be eaten, that while karis or malchus is incurred only if one eats a kezias of something which is aser, there is still min ha-Torah, an iser, to eat even less than a kezias. In other words, we say chatzi shir aser min ha-Torah. Even something which is less than a shir is still aser min ha-Torah. Although there's no karis for it, but it's still aser min ha-Torah. The Gemara. From the pasuk of Ve'im ha-achal ye-achal, we learn that achilas mizbeach is similar to achilas adam, so pigal can apply to both. Daf Yud Ches. Yosef HaBavli was very dear to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and they were discussing many halachas, including if a machshava on zvachim was by shchita al menas lahaniach midamai lemachar, he paskened kosher. When he heard this, he said the words of Talmidei Chachamim are so dear, as the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes says, ma hafti taresecha kol hayom hisichasi. The Mishnah. If yitzika, the third application of shemen, is not done, if the mixture was not mixed, this is called the belila, if the mincha was not salted, or it wasn't waved, or it was not brought to the corner of the mizbeach, or it was broken improperly, these cases are kosher. Gemara. If a keli has a maximum of 60 asreinim of seilis, with a leg of shemen, it's possible to mix it up. But if there is more than 60 asreinim of seilis, the flour will be too thick for one leg of shemen, and it'll passel the belila. Aye, but we learned in the Mishnah that if there was no belila, then it's kosher. So if no belila is kosher, certainly a thick belila should be kosher. Our answer is from Reb Zera. In the Mishnah, if the belila isn't done, it's only kosher if it was possible to mix it up, if it was roi lebila. I.e. kol ha-roi lebila, ein bila ma'akevis. If it's roi to be mixed, then by not mixing it, it's not ma'akev. On the other hand, if it's impossible to mix it, because there's more than 60 asreinim, it's going to be so thick, then in that case, whether it's done or couldn't possibly be done, but even if it's not done, then it doesn't matter. In that case, it would be pasul, because we say, kol ha-roi lebila, ein bila ma'akevis. V'chol she'ein ha-roi lebila, bila ma'akevis. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon, if a kohen says, Hashem never commanded us to do the Avaida, we give him no chelik of the karbanis. From the phase of kmitza and onward, a kohen must do the Avaida, but anything that's before the kmitza, even a zar can do. And finally, whether a zar can do the yitzika or not, that's a machlekes.